This is Reflections West with Lisa Simon and David Moore.
Featuring original ideas and stories of the American West.
Today we're reading a reflection by Carly Larson, a student at the University of Montana in Missoula, who originally hails from a small town in northeast Montana.
Larson guides us through a road trip across Montana. Describing the drive, she reflects on the mental toughness the land demands from those who choose to live here. She writes,
"Over 1,000 miles of radical backdrop, several weather systems and small intermittent towns make the round trip from the University of Montana to my home of Culbertson more of a voyage than a trip. Driving east to west, I find myself catatonically staring over my steering wheel, trying to distinguish land from the biggest sky in the world. You can never quite tell if you're approaching a hill or being duped by the straight shot of highway disappearing over the earth's edge a good 10 miles out. Then, almost out of nowhere, the Rocky Mountains pop above the dirt and highway in all their majesty. Sagebrush, stubble, and the occasional jackrabbit are left behind on the plains below. The road doesn't, but seems to, get narrower as I wind my way up rugged, quartz-laden canyons. Finally, I can take my gas pedal off the floorboards for a minute and coast across the Continental Divide before my descent to the valley floor. At this point, the sun has most likely set, and all the scenery, falling rock signs, and deer feeding ignorantly just off the highway don't do much for my paranoid and restless state. Eventually, 9.5 hours after embarking from the east, I arrive in the second biggest little city in the state. The voyage does tire me a little. I have class tomorrow. But for a Montana girl, it ain't nothing."
Larson pairs a reflection with a poem by Paul Zarzyski, who also traveled a long distance through Montana in the 1970s to study poetry with Richard Hugo. In Montana, he started a career in bronc riding while he wrestled with a career as a poet.
The poem depicts someone driving across Montana, describing the rush of harsh beauty outside the car windows.
Silos. Against Augusta, Montana. Prairie dovetailed with Rockies, raptor with hard wind, hard grass and grain, with cattle and antelope, with flat creek, rainbow, brown, and brook trout, with buckbrush coulee, jackrabbit and mule deer, with snowberry, cocklebur, and rosehip scrub, Hungarian partridge and sharptail, with sun and moon, with tabletop and steamboat mountain, with haystack butte, Gobbler's Knob, Bean Lake, and yard light to yard light, that distant dark we love between stars. Silos against Augusta. Honeybee with Hutterite with family ranch. The Minuteman launching pads against everything from Dearborn River to Jack Fence to Cow Horse and Combine, rolling with the camber and cant, rolling with the land. Ballistic missile vaults square off in a chain all their own against the horizontal grain of glaciers and age. Warheads from Augusta, from earth still festering, cavalry repeating carbines to the surface. Shrapnel through old scars, where cattle stir, moon to salt lick to moon. This veteran wind, once bulletproof, this distance no longer dark, no longer living out of sight and range.
A poem by Paul Zarzyski.
Reflections West is produced by Lisa Simon and co-hosted by David Moore.
Beth Ann Osteen, audio producer. Financial support from Humanities Montana, the Western Heritage Center, and Five Valleys Land Trust.
All our episodes are available at reflectionswest.org.